And now we go to our Australian correspondent, Oliver Peterson, is with us. G'day, Ollie.
G'day, Larry.
And tell us about the latest poll. This is the news pollers saying that Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce should quit.
Yeah, there's two polls out today. 65% of Australians believe that Barnaby Joyce should step down as the Nationals' leader, and a third of those say he should quit altogether. This comes off the back, of course, of the controversy surrounding his new relationship with former staffer Vicky Campion and the fact she's pregnant with his unborn child. Take into account as well, a news poll out today is bad news for Malcolm Turnbull and the government. The 27th news poll now, Larry, he's lost in a row with Labor remaining ahead of the coalition, 53-47. This is not, as I say, good news for Malcolm Turnbull and Barnaby Joyce, who declared war on each other last week, and he tried to mop all of that up, the Prime Minister, last night with an interview on 60 Minutes saying that he and Barnaby have a very frank relationship, and quite frankly, Malcolm Turnbull doesn't care about these news polls.
No,
I think he probably does.
He did when Abbott was the Prime Minister. Anyway, but according to this poll, so two-thirds of voters actually believe he should go. See, the problem that they have here with this, I think, Ollie, is that the Nationals will now be getting a bit edgy, won't they? Because if they hang in there and they keep Barnaby Joyce as leader, come voting time, come the election, they might lose their place.
And it will be up to the National MPs. At the moment, he has the support of the National Party room, but today some of the senior members of the Nationals are failing to declare their public support for Barnaby Joyce. So I think this has some way to run, Larry, and I would not be surprised if the Nationals do make a move on its leader and ultimately to save their own backsides, as you say.
Yeah, now a National MP could be in strife with Greenie gun photo.
Yes, George Christensen, who has never been backward in coming forward, posted on Facebook a photograph of himself holding a gun. Basically, where the caption read, "You got to ask yourself, do you feel lucky, greeny punks?" Now, this is causing chaos, to use an appropriate term, I think, today, Larry, right across the talkback waves and online and in the newspaper articles and the comment pieces. Is this offensive? Is it bad timing, Larry, in light of what happened in the US last week? Is this distasteful from George Christensen? And in fact, the Greens leader here in Australia, Richard Di Natale, is so disgusted by it, he has referred it to the Australian Federal Police. At the moment, though, George Christensen won't apologise. He says he won't be moralised by these extreme Greens for a joke that I put up on social media. But just adding to the headaches here, particularly for the National Party, who just can't take a trick today.
No. Now, Cyclone Geeta, that's coming our way as well, Ollie. So it's shut down New South Wales and Queensland beaches?
Yeah, this here, southeast Queensland on the northern coast of New South Wales as well. In fact, wind speeds of up to 100 k's an hour, and they saw some of the biggest waves on the Gold Coast yesterday, including a 7.5-metre waves, they believe, at Tweed Heads. So there's a warning there. Don't swim in the water. Plenty of rescues over the weekend this time of year. Obviously, you want to go for a swim because it's pretty balmy, particularly in New South Wales and Queensland. Pretty humid this afternoon. We've had a cyclone over our side of the country, Kelvin. So you're right, Larry. You've got Cyclone Geeta starting to head towards your country, heading towards New Zealand. So we might be in for a little bit of a rough ride.
Thank you, Ollie. That is Oliver Peterson in Australia. Just an update on that. West Coast authorities will decide this evening about declaring a state of emergency. This on the back of Geeta. Mayors are meeting at 5 o'clock.